everybody. Welcome to Whistle While You Work podcast. This is episode 88. Today we've got some news, specifically winter 2025 Disney news.
It's Disney news?
Well, I mean, I don't really want to talk about the other news, do you?
Wait, is this show about Disney? What's going on? I'm so confused.
I mean, we are 88 episodes in. I guess you could have been confused all the way up to this point.
Oh, that show. Yeah, okay. I gotcha. Winter 2025, Disney news. Gotcha.
You know, I think, especially, I know it's been a while since you've been to the parks, so we try to fill the void a little bit with
Disney
stuff.
Have I ever been there before?
Yeah.
I don't remember anything.
It's oh, the silliness. So the silliness long. Factor is so high already.
So long. Okay.
But yeah. I like to know what's going on. I like to be up to date, even if I'm not there.
Well, sometimes the news gets you excited about going back.
Yes.
And today we're going to bring you a few things that you're like, hey, I need to go check it out for myself.
Yeah. We feed our own addiction and then we create a need for it, or I don't know what cycle we're in. But
yeah.
But do you want to? So usually we go to Blog Mickey. They are pretty awesome at keeping us up to date.
Yeah, our friends at Blog Mickey, our friends we've never met, they're awesome. I mean,
I'm sure they're friendly.
For me personally, it's one of my favorite. It's one of my favorite sites to go to when I'm looking for Disney news. The folks that contribute there do a great job of making sure that. Here's the thing, you know what I really like about it. They're right to the point.
I was like, I'm waiting for you to say they're brief.
Like I need to consume quickly and move on so I can get to other stuff. I got a lot of stuff to do, and they do a great job of getting right to the point.
And they got pictures.
There's other news sites out there, and I'm not saying they don't do a good job, but there are other news sites out there that you can tell they're written in a way to kind of work the search algorithms, right? We call that search engine optimization. And they tend to be overly verbose, in my opinion, but I understand why they're doing it. So I like Blog Mickey because it's not that they're not SEO optimized, but they're just a lot shorter, and it tells me what I need to know. And they also do a great job of pictures. You can see what they're talking about, too.
You can tell they're always going to the parks. So yeah. That takes us right to our first one, where they had pictures of this first headline of animals removed from Dinoland USA ahead of construction of Disney's Tropical Americas. That was a lot of words. So yeah. We're in Animal Kingdom, right? And we know that Dinoland USA is gradually becoming extinct. Can I say that? Is that?
Yeah. That's pretty much exactly what's going on there.
I didn't realize that there were animals, like live animals over in that section. Did you know that? But they had to remove storks, tortoises. How do you say tortoises plural? Is it tortoise-eye? Tortoises?
I think it's tortoises.
Tortoises. And an American crocodile.
Yeah.
So anyway, there were animals over there. And in true Animal Kingdom conservation, love the animals type mode, they don't want these animals to be anywhere near construction or the noise or, you know, the stuff.
Yeah.
So that was our first headline. Do you know much about Tropical Americas that's going to be taking its place?
I know that's what's coming next. That's pretty much what I know. The big thing that's going to happen in Tropical Americas is you're going to get a reimagining of the outstanding ride Dinosaur into a new Indiana Jones adventure.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like it's coming back to its heart, right? Because Indiana Jones started Disneyland, then they took all the stuff but made it Dinosaur at Animal Kingdom. So it's a little bit coming home-ish. I mean, I guess, yeah, Indiana Jones was in Tropical Americas for some of his adventures, so I guess it kind of makes sense there. But just be warned, I mean, January 12th is the last day for some of these things in Dinoland, but for now, there's still going to be Dinosaur, so they're not doing the Indiana Jones thing yet.
Dinosaur doesn't close till 2026, sometime in 2026, they're saying.
Which is important because that park needs rides. Like, I can't imagine them taking out any ride without putting something in. You know what I mean?
It's just
the Boneyard. You remember the Boneyard?
I do remember the Boneyard.
We let our kids go over there. They can it's kind of the opposite of how they have to behave at theme parks. They're able to play and ride slides and climb and dig and do all the things. But you're digging up dinosaur fossils.
Yeah. I think it's a cool place. I mean, it's messy because you're digging in the dirt. I mean, it's just a gigantic sandbox.
Yeah, it's sandbox like cleaner sand, though.
Sandbox with a ropes course and, you know, other things. But, you know, for the small kids especially, which is really what I think it's geared for the small kids, it's a great way to be able to do something really fun. This is like, it's going to strike a nerve here for me already, but, you know, I love going to Tom Sawyer Island.
Oh, goodness. I was hoping we didn't opine too much on this one.
Man, I love going to Tom Sawyer Island. And the thing about it was, you know, I remember because it was a thing I could do.
Even though, folks, he hasn't been in a very long time, even though we've been to the parks. But
anyway. I haven't been to the parks at all in a very long time. But regardless, I loved going as a kid, and you have very fond memories of it. Well, I think this is the Animal Kingdom equivalent of that.
Yeah,
right?
Like
as
the
a little
kids
kid,
are going to remember this.
You're
going to
remember
yeah.
playing in the boneyard and digging in the dirt and stuff like that. So
they got some time still. So if that's something that you want to do or take your kids to, it's still there. As of this article, it says that the Tropical Americas Land will be completed in 2027. Which is kind of crazy because now it's 2025, right? Like,
yeah.
Here we are. So supposedly in 2 years, that could be like 2¾ year. Like it could be the very end of 2025 or seven, I mean.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, you want to give us the next news article?
Well, the next thing is something, to tell you the truth, I don't care anything about whatsoever, but many people love this. And it has to do with popcorn.
Okay, I thought you didn't care about Figment.
No, Figment's great. So I guess, there's a new popcorn bucket coming, America, and it is Figment-inspired. In fact, it's a light bulb moment, they call it, right? So Figment is sitting on a light bulb, and the bulb itself is kind of what contains all of the popcorn. And, of course, it wouldn't be a Figment inspired anything if it wasn't very colorful.
And
so,
loud, yeah.
So it's actually filled with rainbow-colored popcorn. I don't know what that tastes like.
Yeah, is it every individual kernel is a different flavor?
They really haven't said. And you know, it's interesting because if you go to Katsuka's Kettle in Hollywood Studio, Studios, you know, over in Galaxy's Edge, you can get the red and, is it blue, red and blue, or red and green? I think it's red and blue popcorn.
I think it's blue.
Anyways, I don't think it's very good, but it looks kind of like it's candy coated popcorn. And that also, I think, is very Figment fitting for whatever it is. But Figment's got like a paintbrush in his hand. He's sitting on top of this light bulb, the strap of the popcorn bucket. So it's very wearable. You could walk around with it almost like a purse or something. But the thing is, it's available from what I can tell at Figment's Inspiration Station at the Odyssey Pavilion. So this is not something I think you're going to see all over the park. And that's probably primarily because of the popcorn inside.
Well, and I think they know that these things draw a crowd. And so they put it over there. So that's like where that orange, you know, where you would cut through. Do you know where I just looked up where the Odyssey Pavilion is? Because I was like, where is that?
That's where
Mexico and Test Track, you know that.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah.
Oh.
So anyway.
I didn't know there. So the Figment Inspiration Station is something new there? I would have thought the Odyssey Pavilion was where you come out of the Figment ride over at the.
Mm-mm, no.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so, but that would make sense. But I looked up the Odyssey Pavilion and it's that building. I guess to me, a light bulb moment is above your head. And so the fact that Figment is above the light bulb is weird. Do you know what I mean? I guess my whole feeling on the popcorn buckets.
Well, the light bulb is flying. It's got wings. So.
I know, but I mean, don't you think a light bulb moment is above your head?
So here's the thing. Yeah. Okay. You should know this too. I don't want to forget this part. This popcorn bucket is available during Festival of the Arts. So don't expect this to be there all year. Festival of the Arts, which begins in January, is where that's going to be. But
yeah, I think there's a few things. Like, you and I don't have any nostalgia for Figment. There is a huge group of people that do. So even within
the song's already stuck in my head.
Well, not the original. Apparently the original Figment song was amazing and the new one is kind of obnoxious, but oh goodness. Do you need to do a solo?
No.
But my whole feeling on the popcorn buckets all around is you've kind of taken any sort of wind out of me because you don't like carrying things around.
Oh yeah.
No. And so
you're not going to catch me buying a popcorn
so
bucket.
So I kind of,
it'd have to be pretty, pretty spectacular.
I'm already carrying a purse, right? I carry like a crossbody
one.
We
have bought a few in the past.
No, I'm not saying that we've got some, but like when the new ones come out, I'm like, I'm not like itching to get it. Cause I don't think that.
I think one of the cool ones we have is a TIE Fighter. That was a really cool popcorn bucket.
The side, you know, guys that, always fall off, though.
Do you know where that TIE Fighter is? Is under the stairs.
In our pantry.
In the pantry at this point, right? Like, we're never going to... And that's my thing about it. So what are you going to do with it? You eat your popcorn out of it, and then what?
Well, people really do bring them back. And I think annual pass holders or people that are there... And you can get refills for pretty, pretty cheap.
Yeah.
I think it's cheaper than just buying new stuff. So, I mean, I think there are advantages, but... You're going to have to carry it around. But, I mean, I think the thing is people that want to carry it around are going to want to carry around a cute looking thing. So,
yeah.
Anyway, take it for the headline that it is or isn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
That's true.
Should we go on to the next one?
All right. So this next one's pretty interesting.
So what did it? I'm just reading the title. Rise of the Resistance single rider skips pre-shows again. And so I really had to read through this because... as much as I think I know what's going on at Disney, there's always stuff that there can be read or learned about. So I didn't realize that back in July, so about 6 months ago, they started testing this single rider situation at Rise of the Resistance. So you could read the article, you can look at the pictures, but just kind of what's your first initial reaction to a single rider at Rise of the Resistance?
Meh.
Okay.
That's kind of my first reaction.
You're like a first time goer though.
Absolutely not. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Cause it cuts like half the ride.
Well,
or experience.
More than that really. I think my thing about it in general is I feel like Rise of the Resistance is definitely a ride that you're supposed to be with your group in, right? Now, your group can be as small as two.
Yeah.
And I guess your group could be one. So if you are there in the parks by yourself, well, knock yourself out. But here's what you should know about any single rider line. You're going to skip a considerable amount of the queue. And in some cases for these newer, really special rides, you're going to skip some of the pre-show. And that's what
Disney does so well is storytelling.
Well, that's exactly right. And a big part of this is particular to Rise of the Resistance. And I understand why they do it, because when you get and you have groups of five or you have groups of four or whatever like that, or you have groups of three, you have those things.
Right? It fills eight.
That's right. And so you have these strange number groups, like you want to start filling it in with people, right? So if you've got a group of four and three, well, let's fill that last seat in, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've got a group of two and three, you know, the next few groups are six, eight, nine, like, so let's fill them in. I'm very much in favor of that. So I always like that there are single rider lines in there. But if you're still kind of new to that attraction, I feel like you need it to go through the whole experience.
Even if it's a lot longer.
Because
amount of time. Yeah.
What you're skipping right now is you're skipping everything leading up to it.
Yeah.
You are skipping riding on the ship. You are skipping being in the room where Rey is giving you instructions and Poe Dameron's talking on the screen and BB-8 does his thing, you know, the hologram. You are skipping, by the way, you're really skipping the Star Destroyer. You know, that's the most amazing part is after you get off the ship, the doors open and you're on, like, how did we get on the Star Destroyer?
Right.
It's the same door. You really feel like you got captured. Well, they're sneaking you through there so that you can basically get all the way up to the part where they're going to seat you with
and,
a group.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm looking at these pictures and like some of it is like they've described it as being off. What is it? Off stage. Right.
Yeah.
Like you're in just these random, generic, boring little hallways, tunnels, like you are not immersed whatsoever, right? And so I would not recommend it to anyone that's yeah. doing it for at least the first three or four times, honestly.
Yeah. I think if you do it, you want to be really seasoned. But I mean, again, I just feel like a big part of why I'm even on there, I don't get on there just to get on the little R5, yeah. you know, doohickey guy. I want to be part of the whole thing. Like, I'm in the resistance.
Yeah. They need you, right?
And look, it's the story of why you're there on Batu, right? I mean, that's a little bit part of it too. You're going to a secret resistance, you know, base.
But don't say the name, or we'll get in trouble.
But look, again, I do think that there is a place for single rider queues, even on a ride like Rise of the Resistance. I could understand why you'd want to do it. That's great. You know. It's a great option if it's the second time you want to ride the ride, for instance, right? So maybe you go through the whole queue earlier in the day, and towards the end of the day, you're like, man, I like that so much, I want to do it again.
Yeah.
Well, you've already been through that today. Yeah, go get back on the attraction part. So it's a great option.
And if you're headed towards that attraction, it is not very obvious. You have, there's like the standby line, there's the lightning lane line, and then you kind of have to like go around a corner a little bit to get to the single rider. So,
and something yeah. that is, I think, a little bit more unique about this single rider line, there are large sections of it where my understanding is you'll be escorted by a cast member to go to the next phase, right? So it's yeah. not like, okay, keep going. And the speculation a little bit on that is perhaps they don't want you. First of all, they don't want to ruin the experience for the regular guests in the line.
That's kind of my biggest problem with this is like, I'm like, why are these random people just standing here in the Star Destroyer with a cast member? Like, to me, that ruins the effect. I'm sure they've yeah. made it where they're kind of off to the side, but
I think they come in separately, right? I don't think that you're there ruining the whole thing. And okay. I think that's the point is the cast members are now controlling part of that narrative. So yeah. you don't ruin it for okay. other people.
Anyway, I think I messed you up mid what you were saying.
Yeah, I'm saying they're doing it so you don't ruin it for everyone else who's going through the whole thing.
Or accidentally or purposefully try to get in the regular line.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Rise of the Resistance is the Lightning Lane single.
Yeah, single pass Lightning Lane. That's yeah. right. So you can pay to do the whole thing, but faster.
Right. And so that's kind of a big deal that there's a single rider option that's no extra money.
Yeah.
A lot. I don't know if I would say a lot faster because it sounds like it's pretty slow going.
From what I'm understanding, that line actually is filling up with a whole lot of people. And I bet that at a certain point, it might be even slower than the other one.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Folks will wise up later on.
Don't count on that being a super shortcut.
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you do this next article?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think I put the headline on there for you, but
yeah,
or I can do it if you want.
So this next one was really surprising to me because
you guys just talked about this on your other podcast. That's why I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. This isn't super fun news in my opinion, but it is news, right? I didn't know the name of it. The Earful Tower. And you know what? In our other show, we struggled figuring out what to call it. We could all picture it. We knew what it was, but I never knew that was the name.
Yeah.
The Earful Tower. And most of you are like, what are you talking about? When I say earful, I mean ear, E-A-R, like a Mickey ear, right? Picture wearing your Mickey ears as a kid. You had your name embroidered on, et cetera. Right. Well, when Hollywood Studios opened, they stuck those Mickey ears on a water tower.
Yeah.
That was a fake water tower. It never actually held water. It was just kind of part of the scenery, like a lot of the back lot there. But
apparently water towers were common on movie studio
yeah,
lots.
Absolutely. Yeah. Look, water towers, apparently they're common everywhere except in the, anyways. about to bring work into this.
Yeah,
I don't want to
bring
do that.
Work into this.
So when the park opened in 1989, the Earful Tower was the icon of Hollywood Studios.
Right. Like
today
Cinderella Castle is
correct,
Magic Kingdom.
Correct.
And the Epcot
and Spaceship Earth.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And the Tree of Life for Animal Kingdom, right? For Hollywood Studios, it was the Earful Tower.
Because there was no Tower of Terror.
There was no Tower of Terror.
Initially, yeah.
And they could have made the Chinese Theater that, but I don't think that was what they were trying to do. So in 2016, Toy Story Land comes to to be a permanent fixture there at Hollywood Studios, and the Eiffel Tower had to go away.
Yeah.
So it was gone. It was demolished.
That's where it was back there.
You two can still enjoy the Eiffel Tower for the low price of $29.99. You can get your own Eiffel Tower water bottle.
Do you think it holds as much water as the... Actually, the Eiffel Tower didn't actually hold water.
It didn't hold any water at all. It was not funny. A functioning water tower, no. And if that's too much for you, then you can get your very own Eiffel Tower shot glass for only $9.99. They're both available at the Celebrity Five and Dime shops.
That's at the front of
Hollywood Boulevard. Anyways, I was like, okay, whatever.
Well, it was either that, I was going to give you that headline, or the other one I didn't think was that exciting, but they were talking about new merchandise that is at Disney World right now. It's like this gold outlined castle and all this merchandise with the castle with this gold outline. And I just thought that's not that exciting.
You know, merchandise news is okay. It's one of the things I always look for. Listen, if you'd wanted to give me a great one, we could have talked about the fact that they are actively removing the track at Big Thunder Mountain right now for their refurbishment.
Well, I didn't want to go there. I didn't want to hear you be all upset about the water.
Big Thunder Mountain refurbishment. This is so long overdue. I'm very excited about that one, right?
Oh, you're excited about that part. Okay.
Yeah. Now, ruining the rivers of America and all their stuff and destroying Tom Sawyer Land. That's a terrible idea. But Big Thunder Mountain, this is great. Refurbishing the attraction. I'm hoping they haven't released a lot of the details. Here's the thing. So it's a lot of speculation and innuendo, but I'm really hoping we get the dynamite
the
scene.
Fizzle, whatever. Yeah.
You know, that's so exciting. But the rumor
sizzle,
for so long.
Fizzle. Sizzle. All right. Sorry.
The rumor for so long has been about track replacement. And track replacement is awesome because I'm optimistic that we're going to get a Seven Dwarves-like track replacement to go with it. It's going to be a smooth ride. It's going to be really amazing. Probably, I bet you, that'll help you feel like you're going faster, even if you don't go a little bit faster, probably a little bit quieter. That's like one of the hard parts about Big Thunder Mountain. You get into the cave, and the click, 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 click of the roller coaster is really kind of hard. So maybe that'll be pretty nice, too. But if they're going to replace the track, you know what they have room to do?
Add photo pass.
So I'm optimistic. We don't know any of those things. I just made up all of that stuff that I'm hoping is going to happen.
Right.
But the fact that they're doing this is a great sign. And the crane, by the way, oh my gosh, the crane they're using to get there is absolutely enormous because it's got to reach all the way over to get over there to get to the furthest parts of the track and take it out. What a task.
Yeah, it's crazy. That is some exciting news. It is one of my favorite attractions, so I have a hard time imagining going sometime this year and not being able to do Big Thunder Mountain. But I guess if you really want to do that ride, you could go to the West Coast and do it at Disneyland.
If you think about it, basically, what does that mean? It means that there is no Frontierland right now.
Right.
I mean, yeah, Tiana's Bayou Adventure over there is technically part of Frontierland, but let's be real, it's not Frontierland.
Yeah.
Okay, now you're over in the Bayou. You could call it its own separate thing if you wanted to. So for all intents and purposes, folks, Frontierland, gone, because that Country Bear Jamboree ain't worth nothing, so don't go to that.
Jeez. Okay, I sent you the wrong link for the menu on this last piece of news. But this last piece of news is that the Cake Bake Shop is open at the boardwalk. So this is a restaurant that I think it's its second location.
Mm-hmm.
And they have like just the bakery where you can go and get cake and bakery items. But they also have a restaurant. And so I'm trying to open up the menu for myself here just to kind of explore more about this. Do you know anything about this restaurant, or
I have heard quite a bit.
Okay.
And it seems expensive.
Yeah.
That's basically what it's focused around. And it sounds like it's great in terms of being delicious, but the most reactions I have read, and I've been reading about this actually for a few months now, has been pretty much absolute shock at the prices.
Yeah, okay, I finally found it. So if you're going to go there for lunch, so the headline that I read was that the best thing about that place is not the cake. I think most people would agree that the ambiance, the experience, is why you would go here.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just, you know, let's say you want to have some quiche. $24.99. Custard quiche. Custard quiche with French ham, rosemary, and goat cheese baked in our European all butter pastry dough crust.
I mean, I know eggs are expensive now, but I don't know about that.
Well, what about just like a ham and cheese sandwich? $24.99.
Yeah.
Everything is...
Yeah.
If you want...
Like they are proud of this food.
If you wanted salmon, $34.99. That's just a salmon sandwich even. Okay, what about a kid's PB&J? You want to know how much that is?
I'm not sure I do.
$12.99. You get
peanut butter and jelly.
You get a drink and...
And an Uncrustable.
Listen to this. Wow. Okay, so you get a drink, but you don't get anything else except a souvenir cake bake shop, Cake Land coloring paper, and a color pencil.
What? You get to color?
I can't believe that they would include that.
I'm trying to find some enthusiasm. To me, it's pretty outrageous.
I think it's going to make sense for someone that's going there and getting married and they're having a bridal shower the day before.
Okay.
When money as no object or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, and then the other thing I read was that the cake, let me see if I can pull up just to describe some of the cake for those that want it. Some people are like, oh, well, the cake can feed two or three people. And the person that I read, he was saying that it could feed one and maybe one and a half, but like two to three people is it.
It's not even big for that price.
So this is how much the cake slice is. $22.99.
A slice.
For a slice of chocolate cake.
Man, that's how much a whole cake ought to cost.
Listen, they have a lot of big letters and words describing this chocolate cake.
Are they in French?
I mean, there's fleur de sel. Okay, it has, that means salt. Yeah. But you can add a scoop of homemade ice cream for $3.99. I'm not going to say that I'm never going to go here. I would not say that. But
yeah, someone else might buy it.
I don't know.
I would have a really hard time stomaching that.
I love cake.
See what I did there?
That's like, oh gosh.
That was pretty good, right?
I have to say, like, you love pie. Like, my thing is cake. I like cake.
Yeah.
And so I'm a little disappointed if it is true that it's not good. I think probably what I would do is I would go to the bakery, just the walk-in bakery where you can just get, you know, a baked good to go. I would probably get a slice of cake and try it for myself and see, you know, make my own opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess the tricky thing is it's steps away from Epcot where you have so many food options and they're not that pricey.
You know, there was so much hype leading up to this place opening, but seriously, it opened and then I just remember all of the comments, the reviews, the stuff coming in, and everything was focused on price.
Yeah.
Very, very little talked about the food itself.
The quality,
it was price.
Or, yeah.
Which told me one of two things. One, it wasn't that... You know, sometimes people are like, it's worth the price.
Yeah.
Nobody said that.
Yeah.
They just talked about the price, which tells me, that's what I'm saying. One of two things. They saw the price and they're like, I'm not eating it at all.
Yeah. Or would never go there.
Or they paid for it, but it was so unremarkable that it didn't justify the price.
Yeah.
But it wasn't terrible to where you would say, oh, I would never do that again sort of thing. Right. So that makes it kind of one of those meh things. And no, it's highly unlikely I would go there unless someone was treating me. I got Figment popcorn buckets to buy.
We got all these four sons, and one day when they get married, I would take the bridal party. I would take them to this place because I don't get to do girly things like this very much. So I could see that being...
You know, we're responsible for the groom's expenses, right?
Well, I have to live it up a little bit, as long as
you can do what you like at that point. You can do what you like.
Well, what do you think? I would rather watch a news episode of the news based off of what we talked about versus real world events. What do you think?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt, Disney news is always a great time to talk about our favorite thing to talk about. There's always so much going on. You know, we didn't cover even the fact that right now the Grand Fiesta Tour, aka the Three Caballeros, is currently closed for a little bit of refurbishment.
Was it 2 months, you said, or 2 weeks? I can't remember.
It won't be super long, yeah. But it's closed and drained. The restaurants are still open. You can see it.
I wouldn't like to go to the restaurant when that was drained. That would kind of be a bummer.
Yeah, probably. But how else are you going to refurbish it?
I get that. I'm just saying that wouldn't be my favorite restaurant experience.
We didn't talk about how the Communicore Hall is closed for a transformation into Disney on Broadway exhibit at Epcot. That doesn't sound that exciting to me, which is why we didn't really cover it. There are new...
Now, guys, he can't stop scrolling the news. He's going to give you more.
I've been scrolling, but there's a new $60 day for Florida resident ticket.
Wow, that's a big deal.
Coming back this year. It's a day.
What year is this? Is this 1980 again?
It's a day discover ticket. Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. But it's the Discover Disney ticket. And so Florida residents get 4 days to visit the parks for $60 a day plus tax, right? So a 4-day ticket for $240. Look, at Disney prices, that's incredible.
Yeah, they can afford to go to the cake bake shop.
Yep, that's right. That's right. So, maybe you can get a slice and share it with your neighbor. But
everyone gets a bite.
anyways, there's just so much stuff going on out there. As always, we kind of covered it before. If you want to know, just go check out our good friends.
They're really good friends.
Over at blogmickey.com.
We're not getting paid anything from our good friends.
Never met him. You don't need to use our promo code. Like, none of that's happening here. I'm just telling you, I think they do a great job of aggregating and generating a lot of this news and putting some good stuff out there, and you can see some pictures, and you can wish that you were at the park right now.
Speaking of good friends, if you want to be a good friend, or if you want a good friend like me to help you plan your next trip, I book Disney travel, Universal stuff, other stuff. So if you would like someone to give you some advice and take care of the details, reach out. So we're on Whistle While You Work podcast on Instagram. And anyway, thanks for the news. I feel like we should be like behind desks, waving goodbye to the camera, saying goodnight.
I am behind a desk. Okay. I'll wave to you.
Okay. Y'all have a good one.
Bye.